Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, Houston, there's a couple of everybody likes a good list, right? Everybody likes a good, solid list. Well, there's a couple that have dropped speaking directly to the NFL fan bases. So one of them has to do with alcohol consumption, and one of them has to do with attractiveness. A lot of times I've come to learn that, that one can vary drastically if the other is involved. Is that fair to say?
A few
cold pops, you seem to be a better looking man, don't you?
Turned a lot of sevens into fives.
You mean fives into sevens with a couple of drinks?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. In terms of fans who spend the most money on alcohol in the NFL, where do you think the Texans fall, Shel?
Boy, after some of these games and after some of these plays, I feel like they may just have to just get up and go to the bar to just get themselves right. I bet they're in the top 10. I would guess that the Texans are in the top 10 in alcohol consumption.
Based on a survey of 1,500 NFL fans, what this is, the Texans are sitting at number 4, Shel.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
On average, right? You got New Orleans number 1, no surprise, right? New England Patriots, number 2. They've done a lot of winning, so they got a lot of reason to celebrate and drink. It's just what they do in New Orleans. And you got New England at 2. You got Buffalo at 3. It's colder than hell up there.
They're getting after it.
I mean, I bet there's more whiskey consumed up there in the snow games than you could ever imagine.
And why not?
And then you got the Houston Texans sitting at number 4. And this is per fan. $59.23
per fan. Is that what the average is?
Average amount of money spent on alcoholic drinks at a game per fan, $59.23.
Like, yeah, are you more, because I'm listening to that list, and Buffalo has had a lot to cheer about. And
fair.
And the New Orleans, I mean, they just out there just, they're drinking. I mean, it don't matter.
But, oh, yeah, it's in their culture. Love it.
And New England, as you said, done good winning. Are you more apt to get up and go get a new Coors Light, a new Mountain, because you're happy about something that happened on the field, or that you didn't just got pissed off about something you watching and I got to get up?
Well, definitely the excitement.
Is it?
Oh, for me, yeah. I mean, I can get carried away. You get my team winning, a lot of action, everybody's in a good mood. Yeah, I can jump up there and high step to the drink line. I'll be honest with you though.
See, I'm the other way.
I'll be honest with you though. At the Astros game and the Texans game, due to how quick you can drink a beer, I've gone the opposite. I've gone hard liquor. I've gone the vodka lemonade.
So this is just beer?
The guy
no, this is
not drunk.
Beer. It's
this
all,
is everything.
It's
yeah.
all alcohol.
Yes,
yeah. The question in Houston, is, to your point, is are we drinking not to cry at this point in time?
See, I'm more that, because I'll tell you.
See, you get a little right there, music starting in the background.
Touchdowns
being scored. I can make me an extra trip to that damn
bar
now.
But see, like me, I was watching the Kansas game Monday night.
Yeah.
And they got down 10, and I went and took shots.
Because they got down?
I needed something to get. I had to take a shot.
I feel like
I get mad. I need a beer.
Well, I feel like the Texans coming in at number four of the biggest drinking fan bases has a lot to do with your kind.
Oh hell yeah!
I'm gonna drink because my team's so bad.
Yeah, you there ain't. I'm telling you, I saw a lot of people go up and get up after Davis Mills threw a pick against Washington. Get up. And go up to the concessions. Hell, give me three of them. Give me three of them. I don't care what it is.
I tell you what else I'm going to pull away from this. Look, I mean, here in Houston, we've been drinking not to cry. And I think just by nature, we probably drink more than most anyway. We like to have a good time, if you know what I mean. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the NRG prices are too damn high. Cal, Hannah, whoever's responsible for them pricing, get them beer prices down. Get them vodka lemonade prices on down.
They got to win it. Come on, man.
Get that on down. All right. Well, the other list here, show, which this one doesn't surprise me one bit because I played for the winner here. But the sexiest NFL fan bases in the NFL. Sexiest. Best looking.
That means the fans.
Fans, yeah. The fans at a game. You want to take a? I already gave away number one. Number one
is it Dallas? It's not L.A.
Number one was Dallas, and it was a landslide.
Really? Like I would have thought maybe it's over. It's one of the L.A. teams.
It was a landslide. L.A. wasn't even in the top five.
Really?
Here's your top five sexiest NFL fan base.
If you say Buffalo, I'm going to walk off. If you say the Vikings, I'm going to walk
off. I'm going to do one worse. There's one worse in here. Really makes me question what the hell's going on.
I'm sorry, I'm not saying there's a lot of ugly people in Buffalo, but I'm just saying.
Look here. Dallas is number one, landslide. Chicago, number two. I can see it. Miami, three.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I thought they'd been higher.
Arizona, four.
Not that.
Brace yourself. Green Bay, five.
That's a lot.
Get the hell out of here.
Are there people coming from Chicago? Is that where they're –
No, it don't matter. We can't – we're not even going to – We're not even going to try to get to the bottom of it. Green Bay is in the bottom five, no question
about it.
I've been with the Sports Radio 610 crew in they're ahead of everybody else. What do you mean who they ahead of?
I just want to know who they
are. I've been in one of the hottest spots in Milwaukee. Smallwaukee is what they called it. And I'm here to tell you. I mean, I'm sure there are some beautiful people roaming the streets down there, but it ain't anywhere close to the beautiful city of Houston.
Houston, there's no way.
Well, here's the deal. I can't understand it. Here's the other deal. You want to know where the Texans fell?
Where?
13th. The Texans fell 13th. And I'm okay with it. They're not below Green Bay, but I'm okay with I'm more of a 13 guy anyway. Dallas, 13. When I was in Dallas, I'm going to tell you.
You think the Dallas thing is legit?
Yes. But I think it's the amount of effort that is put into going to a game, and not just by women, by men as well, is unbelievable in Dallas. It's not a game. They're going to be seen. They're going to be. You know, it's not about going to the game. So I don't want to be in the top. I don't want to be in the top five here.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I don't know what this is in terms of – I don't know who decides what's sexy and what's not. But I'm going to be willing to bet you that the top five are based off of things that you and I probably don't believe is the top level of sexy.
I just can't get over Green Bay.
I can't either.
I feel like they got some – they eat a lot of cheese. Man, even the dude – I mean, they ain't got – like, the dudes ain't out-duding the guys in Houston.
Oh no! No, not at all. Yeah, I don't.
Beer and eat cheese.
That made me second guess even talking about the list. But nonetheless,
somebody said I'm from Buffalo. Our women are fugly yeah. for the most part. Damn.
The Texans are fourth on the fan spending on alcohol rankings, and that's per capita. Obviously, $59.23 per fan. That's a lot of money on some alcohol. Now, good gosh, Texans are 13th. On the sexiest NFL fan base in the NFL.
There ain't but 200 people in Green Bay.
I've been there. There is zero chance that place I went and that town that I was in.
Talk about Milwaukee.
There was nothing about that screams top five. I guarantee you that. I'm Clint Sterner with Ron the Show, Ugly. Tyler Milner's back in the studio.
Oh, King Dangling in there.
Yeah, that's T right there. Oh, King Dangling. We're at the Houston Sports Award presented by Insperity. Patty Smith's already joined us. This is considered the night, or what is it called? The
night of the century.
Yeah, but what is that called? I can see that. What I was getting at. What's that called though? That's
the game of the century.
No. There's a theme. That's what I was looking for. So excuse the ignorance. I was looking for the theme. It changes every year, but night of the century. Patty Smith's already joined us, along with King Marino. He's got a rap that he put together in about 20 minutes for Calvin Murphy tonight's show. We've already given away a couple of tickets. Yeah, we're roaming around the building here, and we gave them away. Tyler, do we have any info on who won that? Were they appreciative?
Our guy Russell. He listens every day. Said for the most part of all 4 hours, he's pumped, and he said he won't wear jeans.
Yeah, don't wear jeans
and show
wants a vodka soda. That's all he's got to do.
And he said he definitely expects me to be one of the best dressed there tonight, and he believes that that's going to be the case.
What? Let me ask you this, Joe. This is the second or third for you to attend?
My second one.
What are you most excited about tonight here at the event?
Oh, Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman hosting.
Yeah, I wanted because
Patty got you, didn't she?
Yeah, I thought Alex was just going to come through here and just, you know, hey, read names and do it. She said, no, he's serious about this. Like, he's hosting the ESPYs or something. Got jokes written, been doing rehearsal. Like, got his new suit.
They had a
By the way, did you hear her say that, Tyler? Alex Bregman got a new suit.
Well, so did I, Alex.
A new suit for this event that you think you about to outsuit Alex Bregman.
This is the first time I'm going to be wearing this, so I'm right there with Alex.
Wow.
Yeah, basically the same.
There's Bregman right there walking to us.
What up, Bregman?
I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty excited about the Matthews family.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brick, I think you should host in that. Just wear that white T-shirt, baby. Host in that tonight. That's what I want to see right there. Dang, he ain't got no salsa with him. Let's talk about getting it.
I had a bet that you're gonna bring me a case of salsa, man. What's going on, man? I'm Clint. Good to see you.
Oh, he put out the rain tonight show. How you doing?
Where's we can't be seen. Well, let me take a picture of it. Huh? let me get a picture of it, bro. Here you go.
Alex
man.
Brigman needs a charger.
Absolutely.
And Clint Sterner.
Somebody
this
get
is
that
the first.
Man a charger.
Clint Sterner got him held up with a charger right now, baby.
The damn World Series champ right there.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You gonna jump on? You gonna jump on with us now, or you going?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. He's gonna jump on with us.
You got him. All audio.
Yeah. No
Alex
video.
Bregman, what's going on, man? See, wait, hold on. I don't know if we got you. We got him turned up, boss. Give me a mic check.
Mic check.
There it is. I like turn that up a little bit, boss. There
All
we
right,
go.
Man. Hey, you got something to hold up to, man. Patty said you dead serious about this tonight. She said you writing jokes. You taking this real serious tonight.
I don't know. I felt like anything you do, you want to do well, right? So I'm got more nerves right now than I do during an at bat.
Yeah, I was gonna say I can see them. I mean, I've obviously watched you play a lot, and whether it's you're at third or at the plate, I can see a little nervousness in there, man.
I know. I'm not used to hosting a show, but this will be fun. This will be exciting, and I'm fired up.
Well, what are you pulling from? I know you've had to watch some other folks host, and mm-hmm. leading up to today, other than the rehearsal and you doing your thing, what are you pulling from? Who have you watched?
Oh, I watched last year's with Hannah Storm.
Yep.
So I kind of got a lay of the land. I was actually at a few of these 2019, 2018. So they're exciting. They're a fun event. I mean, everyone's having a good time. We're honoring three great Houston legends, electing them into the Hall of Fame. And there'll be so many other Houston sports icons in the building. So to be honest, I'm excited to see everybody. My jokes are mainly a few of my teammates, but yeah, it's gonna be a good show.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these jokes.
They're not.
No, you can't do it now. No, Patty, the way Patty brought it. Now you, I can't wait to hear this.
No, I'm telling you, I had a mustache earlier today when I went and got a haircut, and I don't know if you've watched a lot of Stroh's baseball in the last like 6 years, but one game in 2018. I had a mustache, and after my first at bat, I shaved it because I got out. And I was going to do that tonight if one of my jokes didn't go well. I was just going to shave the stash and try over and see if that would change up the superstition and the luck.
You had a hard time getting a sponsor for that, huh? You had to get a Bic or one of the Razor Team sponsors.
It took too long in negotiating.
Like you should have done it right in the middle. Like if you didn't get the reaction you got, just pulled out the shaving cream and just hit it. All right,
I got to change this luck up. I got to do it.
Hey, let's talk about baseball a little bit, man. These Astros, brother. How's the offseason going?
Offseason's going great. I think everyone's kind of shifted focus already. I think everyone's thinking about 2023. I think that's a good quality to have in great teams that have sustained success over a long period of time is guys aren't satisfied. We've won two in the last 6 years. We've been to the World Series 4 to 6 times, but every single person in that clubhouse is focused on one thing, and that's getting back there and doing it all over again.
We were just talking last segment, Alex Bregman, world champion, Houston Astro with us on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking earlier about this amazing run. I mean, six straight ALCSs, four World Series appearances. Not a lot of people have gone back to back like that. And that kind of see, I see you shaking your head right there. Like what? Like how big of a deal is that for this group?
No, it's huge. It's a huge deal for every single one of us. I mean, I feel like we've been very fortunate and blessed to accomplish a lot of things in this game together. And going back-to-back hasn't been done since 2000. So
you even know it. I didn't
I think
that.
That's a I think that's a good goal for us to have. I think it motivates every single one of us every single day. And I know the season doesn't start in the postseason. We got a great division that we got to go win. And every single person in that clubhouse is ready to go, ready for the challenge.
That's nice of you to say, Alex. Mm-hmm. we got a great division to win.
Hey,
that's
man,
nice of you to say. Who, Alex?
There's
the Rangers. Come on.
There was obviously some monster moments
last
year. Look
out for
year,
the Angels.
Right? I mean, in the playoffs, there were some monster moments for you. Yeah, the distraction. which moment in the playoffs last year do you think was the biggest momentum builder for you guys?
I think you have to just go back to game one, to be honest. The three straight at bats. Pena base hit with two outs off of an elite big league reliever. Hensley works a hit by pitch, and then Yordan hits one that's still going, and Houston's going crazy. Got us off to a great start. We won a game that we probably shouldn't have won. Came back from four down. I'm sorry, it was 7-3. And once that happened, we kind of just built momentum from there. And to be honest, I thought when we got into the win of the World Series, I thought we were going to roll too. And we got up 5-0. We ended up losing game one. I think the guys were like, "Dang, we didn't sweep through the entire thing." Because I think a lot of guys were kind of thinking about that, like, how cool would it be to just not lose a game in the postseason and go sweep three straight rounds? And we still kind of were like that. Framber went out and threw the ball exceptionally well. Everyone was still a little bit like, "We didn't sweep." Yeah. But then game three happens. We get punched in the mouth, and it's like, "All right, boys, it's time to respond. We've done this for our whole career. Let's go." Javier steps up, throws a no-hitter. Verlander comes back, gets his first career World Series victory. And then Framber dominates again, and Yordan comes through with a huge homer. So it all started for us in game one of the ALDS and kind of just rolled from there.
Framber, is he ready to be the ace?
He's a stud, man. He's a stud. The highest ground ball rate in the game. Him or McCullers, one of the two. They both get so many ground balls, it's crazy. Big-time sinker, big-time breaking ball. It's fun to play. Honestly, it's fun to play third base when Framber pitches because every single hitter, I got a chance to get a ground ball, and it could be on any pitch. So,
what's the I talked a lot over the last couple of years with Carlos Correa, and one moment where with Framber, who you're talking about, where he – I call it a – I don't know what you want to call it – just got his mind right, checked him at the mound. I think all of us fans were watching, and I just vividly remember that moment. And when Carlos went elsewhere – I looked at Alex Bregman and said, if that ever happens again, then I would imagine it's going to be Alex. To me, Altuve seems to be kind of a quiet guy. Yuli didn't appear to be that guy. I said, if anybody's going to fill that kind of shoe or that kind of void.
He talked about it all year.
I'm telling you, I put it out there, man. Mm-hmm. And I only bring that up because you guys got a lot, maybe not Framber, but you got a lot of young dudes that are going to be on the bump for you.
No, we do. We got a young staff, and it's honestly, it's one of the most – it's crazy because all the guys are so young, but all those guys have 5-plus games World Series experience in them. So they've pitched in the biggest games. They've pitched in the biggest moments. And then they got a catcher behind the plate who knows each and every one of them like the back of his hand. And he's called games for them in the most pressure-packed environments, in the most pressure-packed situations. So he knows how to get them back where they need to be. And Martin Maldonado has just done an unbelievable job for this pitching staff up and down. I mean, every single person on that roster who's a pitcher is very thankful to have Martin Maldonado back there putting the fingers down.
I got to know this. I know you had the finger injury in game six. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's healing up. Would you have been able to go game seven?
I'd have been able to go that again that night. We're all good. This is the World Series. You got a horse in the Kentucky Derby. I don't care if he's the long shot. He's got to run. Let's go.
Hey, me and my partner here, as you can tell, he likes to poke the bear every now and then. We had a conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the Astros, you guys like to rest players, get guys rest throughout the year. So the utility players maybe have a little bigger role than most organizations. I don't know. I cover y'all. I don't cover anybody else. And I said, hell, we're talking about Yuli. And Yuli, if he's going to come back or not. I said, well, hell, look, Bregman can slide over to short, and Yuli can play third. If anybody in the middle, if the young fella at the middle needs a rest. Point being is, I'm going to get to it, is Alex Bregman at shortstop. You still got shortstop in you?
Hey, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest.
Oh, after watching Pena play short and watching Correa play short, I don't think I have shortstop
in me. Don't say that.
My God.
Don't say
that. My God. There you go.
Could I play it? Play shortstop at those two dudes level? No. But could I play shortstop at an above average major league level? Hell yeah.
My man. Just to give somebody a little rest.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. No doubt.
Hey, we're just trying to keep them legs right, though.
No doubt. I mean, growing up, I thought I'd play second base. And then I get drafted to the Houston Astros, and we got a perennial all-star there, MVP winner. And then Carlos just got called up right the year I got drafted, maybe a month after I got drafted, Carlos got his big leg debut.
Yeah.
And from that point on, when I was in the minor leagues, I was like, all right, let me find a way to play third base. let me find a way. I want to play there right now. I want to. Right when I got drafted, they had me still playing shortstop, and I was like, "Move me to third. I want to get called up. Let's go."
Hey, look, I know we're. I know you're a busy man, and you got to get your mind right. But Hannah Storm stayed for about 15, 20 minutes last year, so I'm assuming you want to one up her. So I got a couple more questions.
Okay, come on, bring them on.
I know over the last couple of years you've had. I think one year you put on muscle, tried to gain a little bit of weight, and you tried to lean out a little bit, and it's a fluid situation. What is Alex Bregman's off-season goals this year leading into 2023?
I think mine are just get to the batter's box 650 times or whatever that number is. That stay healthy for 162 games plus the postseason. Whatever it takes to do that. And for me, staying on top of my gym work, staying on top of my physical therapy work, just maintenance, you know, just maintaining the physical level of fitness that I have. At the beginning of the season, all the way through the season. This was the first season in my whole career where I felt like I had maintained my strength and energy throughout from start to finish. And we made a bunch of changes in the during the season routine, pregame and postgame, how I warmed up to play. When I hit the field, it was all game speed, high intensity. I didn't stretch last year. I was active warm-up. I was doing high-intensity band work. I'd get out to the field, and as soon as I got out to the field, it was game speed work. And then after the game, soft tissue treatment, make sure that everything gets calmed down, relaxed, and then sleep a bunch. And changed my diet, hired Chef Ray. He's the best. He's actually worked with so many Houston athletes around town and with the Astros, the Rockets. So I started eating healthy. But overall, just staying on top of the physical routine, the physical fitness to where I can maintain how I feel coming into the season all the way through.
All right.
Last one, man. I can't help but ask, little man, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. He's growing up fast. I think he said dad, but Reagan won't give him credit for it because it was just one time. So he's getting big. He's growing up fast. It's crazy to see how much he grows every single day. I feel like if I go out of town for a day, he's like – grown up 3 inches and he's doing new things. So it's been exciting. It's How been the biggest he? Blessing in the world. He's about to be 6 months.
Look, I mean, you're causing me hell. I'm gonna be, or he is, right? Mm-hmm. You're a little man. I got a daughter that's 11 months old, mm-hmm. and your little man was born with more hair than she has right now. So my wife, she sees pictures of your little man, and she's like, man, what is going on over here? So
it's not for me, it's for my wife. When he was born, he looked just like her, thank God. And then now what he's done to me is now I have a few gray hairs in there. So I wish I had his hair, but I don't. Instead, I have to go see a makeup artist before
Come
the show
on.
So I can fix it up.
Well, good luck, man.
I can't wait till we get to all see that ice, though, that you got there. That is nice.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That is nice, bro. That is nice. They took care of y'all. Go ahead, Jim.
Hold on, Joe.
All right, good luck tonight, man. That's Alex Bregman, host of the Houston Sports Awards tonight and obviously world champion here, third baseman here for the Astros. It was great to have you. Appreciate you, man, taking the time to join us. All right. Yeah, man, that was that was good. Yeah, go ahead. Don't forget your phone now. All right. As we come back, as we're live here at the Houston Sports Awards, man, what's Aaron Rodgers talking about now? Aaron Rodgers has spoken about his contract and what he may be doing moving forward. Will he stay with the Packers? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live on the red carpet at the 6th Annual Houston Sports Awards, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live, we went a little over, but I think with Alex Bregman on the horn, I think that's all right. I think that's okay for us to go a little long with Alex Bregman.
Good job, guys, getting him that phone charger.
Yeah, man, it came through the clutch, man.
That's big time.
Yeah, needed that. Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun. From the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, I did completely disagree with this. Tyler tells Show to shut up. He's gushing like a schoolgirl.
Shut up, Show!
Come on, man.
What happened, man?
Come on, man.
I think they're talking about the part where Show was talking about the division with the Astros and how they're not very
being
great.
Honest with him.
No, I thought it was great. It was hilarious.
Well, I mean, yeah, he can lie. I said, you ain't got to lie. I got you. Got to come over with the Rangers.
Yeah, the West is ass.
Come on, man. Like, I mean, it gushing. Come on, dog. There's one thing I'm telling you. Ain't no man going to make me gush.
I just wish you could see, like, Bregman while Show was doing that. Bregman, like, he's laughing his tail off, and he's like pointing the thumb over at Show, like, this guy is a mess.
Like,
boy.
I'm talking about, like, yeah, it's true. It's true. No, man. No, good luck to him tonight, man. I hope he does well.
Honest to God, though, I mean, I've watched the man play a lot of baseball in some big time moments. When he first walked up, literally, when I looked across there, and you said Bregman was walking over, he was nervous as hell.
Oh, he's nervous about this.
He's nervous about tonight.
Yeah, he is.
I would be too.
Oh, yeah. When you get out of your element, yeah, you get nervous.
I mean, but that's a, like.
That's completely out of his element.
It's, yeah, that is a. It's one thing to have to go speak somewhere and be able to prepare your speech and nobody, no disruptions, no distractions whatsoever. It's another thing to be up there and have to just let loose but stay on cue.
Yeah,
like, that's hard.
Yeah, and try to be funny.
Yeah,
and try to be like that would have been a smooth thing right there to do it anyway. Like the mustache thing.
Yeah,
like that would have been that's good thinking. You know, it is like that first time you ever did that. The first time you ever had to host something. I mean, you've done it before, but the first time you ever had to do something like that out of your element. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it gets much bigger than this in the city.
Probably not, no.
I mean, you can do something nationally.
And a storm did it last year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it gets – my favorite part, Show, my favorite part of Bregman in terms of baseball was the – you know, talking about the locker room, you know, turning the page and looking forward and how big, you know, repeating would be. Mm. Like that – it's I wanted to get to him about the – because this clubhouse, and it's not just the clubhouse, because it's in all of pro sports. So locker rooms, clubhouses, I don't know what the hell they call them in hockey. But, you know, this, like what they have here is unbelievably rare in all of sports. It's like the one thing that you shoot for. Like, obviously, you'd like to have a great, you know, Verlander, and you'd like to have this or that, whatever. But, like, when you can get a locker room or a clubhouse like the Astros have theirs, it's just, I mean, it puts you in a league of your own damn near. I was curious to know, like, where, because he's been around longer than most, like, where did that start?
Yeah.
You know, because that it wasn't like you just had a couple of good dudes. It's not like Altuve goes through those thin years and then all of a sudden, you know, he develops that. Like, it had to be. There had to be a moment when you look around and go, okay, it's taken over the entire clubhouse. Like it's done. We're, you know, we're there. Now nobody can break this bond and I don't know, that would be interesting. I wonder if he could put a finger on it.
Yeah.
We just had him. I probably could have asked him. Huh?
Probably, well, I don't know, man. We asked a few questions. We had him all along, so you know, yeah, man. Every year,
his phone was charging, man.
Yeah, he needed that.
Yeah,
that's right.
He needed
that's,
that extra juice.
Come
man.
On, you need another 5 minutes.
Yes, yeah.
Ain't that crazy? His phone ain't charged. My man walked through there. Alex
got a lot on his mind, man.
Got everything and got his phone charged.
I'm not gonna put your business out there, Alex, but I think his screen was cracked.
Well,
Clint, you just put
I think
his
you put his business out
literally
there, my friend.
Just, you literally was it a bad crack? Like it was.
It may just been the cover, but I think either the front or the back of it.
That's not. That's. I mean, that's. We got to do better.
I mean, I didn't.
Screen cracked and in desperate need of a charger.
I just got the red carpet. I wanted to get into a controversy.
And listen, if you saw him, I mean, he was in desperate need of a charger.
Right.
Like, he looked like a man that was below 15%. he looked like, you ever been to see the guy that walks in the bar? Hey, y'all got a charger back there? You ever seen that guy? My man was struggling, screen crack, and need a charger in a desperate way. All right, we went a little long with Alex, but it was well worth it. Coming up, we'll get into some thoughts here that's happening with the Texans. We know who they are potentially going to hire if we look at the six or seven guys that they have as finalists that have a real shot. Well, if we understand who they are, what kind of offensive weapons do the Texans need to get? What kind of weapons do they have to add to this roster to fit some of these coaches that could potentially have? That's coming up next.
Live on the red carpet at the 6th Annual Houston Sports Awards, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. As we get back here live at the Wortham Theater, we're getting set, getting you ready for the Houston Sports Awards. We already talked to Patty Smith earlier today. She laid the land down. Also, King Marino, who is going to be performing tonight as well, was with us. And we were joined a little bit ago by not only Astros third baseman and champion, but also the host of the event tonight. Alex Bregman joined us. If you missed that, head to the Odyssey app, and you can listen to that interview in full. He talked a whole lot about a lot of different things with the Astros that you want to make sure you get a chance to hear that. By the way, fellas, I want to let you all know, tomorrow, you weren't here, Clint. I was, was really getting aggressive about, like I said, I'm coachable and really
self-proclaimed.
Coachable. Was really trying to change some things, to better myself, as I set my dental appointment and went and got my teeth cleaned. And, that same day that I set my dental appointment, I went and set my eye appointment. Yep.
Well, those are usually things that people do to maintain, just to saying, sustain, man, listen, not, man, not
we,
better
we don't have
themselves.
To do this. I'm just saying, man, I'm just trying to get in a better spot, all right?
Oh, okay.
Just for your support.
I got some support for you. What do you got?
So I went and got some new glasses, and they came in today, but I was too far away to get them, so I'm going to get them tomorrow.
I think they came in today, and you didn't want to wear them to this event.
I wanted to. I trust I did. And when David called me, by the way, David is a huge fan. And I quote said about Tyler, he said, boy, he is crazy. He is insane was the words that David used, my man.
Talking about Tyler?
Yeah, he's talking about Tyler. But he was a big fan, waiting on me. As soon as I walked in the door, waiting on me. Hooked me up, got my glasses. He called me. He said, I know y'all going to that fancy shindig tonight, and got your glasses in for you. And I told him, man, I couldn't go. I drive all the way out to the trainer and then come right back, couldn't get back over. If I know you guys, I went and got aggressive with this new pair of glasses.
Okay.
And kind of got bold. I don't think y'all going to be fans.
I mean, if you can pull them off, I will be. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I know you are. I think
you do the tortoiseshell really nicely. I think it's a good fit.
Yeah.
I think it's a good fit.
I went away.
Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. Always something.
I went bold, and I feel like you're going to – I don't feel like you're going to like it.
Now they are showman.
They are Burberry, but I mean,
can you describe them?
I don't want to give them away.
You're just gonna bring it up. That's it.
I just want to surprise you with them. I say I went a little bigger.
Like bigger around?
Bigger frames, baby.
No.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna wear them every day?
Yeah.
Oh geez, what are we doing, man?
Yeah, those frames you got are already a pretty decent size.
I mean, it's a perfect fit, man. The old tourist,
I love it. It's a hell of a look.
I mean, these are great, man.
Yeah, it's a good backup pair. Oh, by the way, you weren't here. It happened.
What did?
My man, David had me with these glasses, got the new glasses set up. Then he got me going with the sunglasses. Had some nice Ray-Bans. I'm like, oh, man, you're right. These are nice. I got to get these. He's like, yeah, man, your insurance will cover the first one. You get the second one. You know, then we got down towards the end.
Well, Price got you, didn't it?
Half Price. My man said, all right, man, that toe's going to be 876. Well, if you're good with that. I said, whoa. We got all the way down to the end. I said, what would it be like if it was just that pair?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
It's a little cheap, about half. So we went a different direction.
You didn't get sunglasses?
Nah, I couldn't. That was more in my head than I budgeted.
You should have kept the glasses that you have and got the sunglasses. Then you had to, but instead you went with some.
Well, I had to get a new prescription anyway.
Oh,
so, I mean, that's
man.
The part of, yeah, man, that was I had in my mind prepared an amount.
Did Courtney approve?
She liked them.
Did she, or she just being nice?
I don't know. I sent her. I took a picture of it. Sent her the
oh,
picture.
Oh, good. Let me see it.
Nah, I'm gonna show it to you. I'm gonna let you see it all tomorrow. So yeah. I get the feel you gonna look at me, and that's what I know, that he's gonna do a little head nod, head shake, like I'm thinking about it. All right, Clint. We understand. We see Mike Kafka's one of the ones who interviewed for a second time today. We feel like he's coming either out of the kind of the Andy Reid or Brian Daboll mix of a situation. He's mostly under Andy Reid. We look at D'Amico Ryans. Most believe that he is going to probably go with somebody out of that Shanahan tree and somebody that's probably been there here recently.
Yep.
And you look at Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen. Those guys, you would think, well, Shane, we understand what he's bringing to the table. And you would think that Jonathan Gannon probably goes somewhere in that tree with the Eagles. We've talked, what's my man's name that used to be at Florida? You talked a lot about
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson, for either one of them, could be the OC. But we're seeing the kind of styles of offense, more like the Andy Reid, like the Shanahan with the 49ers or the Eagles. And we look at the Texans roster. If it's any of those fits, Clint, boy, they're going to have to do some retooling to this roster to fit what these guys like to do offensively.
Yeah, look, I think that most folks listening are going to be like, well, no joke, right? I mean, this roster is the worst in the league. So, yeah, I mean, they're obviously going to have to work across the board, both sides of the football, all 22, and find and fill a lot of voids, no question about it. But when you look at the skilled players on the offensive side of the football, I think that's something that most fans like to hear about. Yeah. It's where the fireworks come from for the most part. And if you look at what offense is more than likely going to end up in Houston, and you look at the teams that are running those systems right now, the Texans not only have to get better, but they have to get some unique players. Because you look at the 49ers with Deebo Samuel and McCaffrey. Both of those guys are unique, real versatile running back / wide receiver type guys. You look at the Dolphins, and you really look at Hill and Waddle. Although they play more of the wide receiver, they pose threats in the run game and the pass game, along with the screen game. Look what Andy Reid is doing with Kadarius Toney out there in Kansas City after just a month or 6 weeks with the squad. I mean, this is I'm anxious to see the Texans go out there and find that guy, because I mean, look, if a number one receiver comes available, they're going to have the ability to go get him if they want to. That's a guy that you're just going to have to somewhat get lucky, and hopefully he comes available and you go get him. You talk about a little bit of a building depth at the wide receiver position. You know, you can do that through the draft as well. But that one unique player, that Swiss Army knife, if you will, is the one that I think if you get, like that system needs it.
Especially if D'Amico Ryans is a guy that many people want and he goes that route, what we've seen, and we can look at Miami too, because McDaniel is just coming out of that. They are using receivers, running backs in multiple ways.
Right? And their tight ends are more like running backs.
Yeah, that's true,
right?
Too.
I mean,
fullback too, yeah.
That's why like Gesicki in Miami, like I don't think he's going to be a Dolphin any longer. Like I think they don't use him. They don't use that type of wide receiver. It's the shorter, stockier fullback in the box type of tight end that can line up in a three-point stance in the backfield or on the line of scrimmage. So I just think there's some real like more detailed, players, more specific players that they've got to start start leaning into. Obviously, they got to get better, right? But that scat back, if you will, is one they don't have, and they've got to find him. Whether you find somebody like a Deebo Samuel or a Christian McCaffrey or somebody on the lower end, which would be the kid, what's the kid's name? Gainwell. Yep. With the Eagles, you're going to see him. He's going to change the game this weekend to some degree. There ain't no doubt about it, right? Not going to have a huge impact in terms of touch the ball, you know, a high number of times, but he will absolutely touch it two or three times and change the game and ultimately open seams for Jalen Hurts or Miles Sanders in a run game. So I think it's going to be fun watching the Texans try to find that particular player.
One thing we look at their roster currently, because if we try really hard to rack our brains to say, okay, who do they have that you could throw in there, right? Like, who do they have that you can put in there? Like, when Mike McDaniel took over, he's like, all right, they've got Jalen Waddle. I can move him around and do certain things. I don't know if the Texans have a guy that looks like that in their skill. Like, Nico Collins is not a guy can do multiple things.
Even
Pierce, right?
Yeah, no, they're like, Nico's not even in the conversation. I mean, he's depth at best. I mean, but Damian Pierce, I think, is your quote unquote bell cow.
Yeah,
he's your back that stays behind the quarterback the majority of the time. You got to find a guy that can play multiple positions. That's a threat. Maybe a little undersized, but from a speed perspective and being able to touch him in a phone booth, I think is absolutely critical. And the good thing is you can find those guys, right? I mean, you can find. You can find those guys fairly easily. You can find them mid rounds. You can find them in the second round. And so it's – I'm not saying they got to find Deebo, because I know Deebos aren't walking through the door very often. But they've got to find some more versatile players. That in-the-box type of guy like Nico Collins and even Damian Pierce to a certain extent in terms of being just a back.
Because you don't think you can just line him up and run.
Who, Damian?
Yeah, like run routes like you do with Christian McCaffrey.
He does his best work downhill between the tackles. You don't want to subtract there to gain elsewhere. No, I don't. And you want him to be more the focal point, which is from the backfield. I would say if they can find a Christian McCaffrey, that'd be great. But I think it's more along the lines of finding a guy, again, that we may not even know right now. But that is takes the pressure off of Damian Pierce, and takes the pressure off of any kind of quarterback plus one run that you may have, depending on what quarterback you get. That's the guy that I think is attainable. First of all, you can expect them to go get a guy like that, and then use him the right way. It can change the game immediately on offense.
All right, the latest report on Sean Payton. It is interesting, to say the least. If you haven't heard, we'll let you hear what that is. Coming up next, right here, as we are live at the Houston Sports Awards, we'll continue a little 5 o'clock fire on the drive. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.